Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I am merely Mike Sammet alongside the wonderful, incredible Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Start of a busy day here at Business Radio X. We got a bunch of shows going on today.
Yeah.
Here in the studio. And you've got a networking event later today that you're spearheading.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from a networking event. I've decided to take Business Radio X out of the studio, and we're going to have a lunch. And it's being sponsored by the people from Sonesta. It's going to be at the Grapevine Restaurant. Infinity Wealth Management Group is a part of it. Tiffany Crewman's is a part of it. So we're just kind of taking the show out of the studio and trying to get together with people in the community, bring back past guests and get them to meet each other and that kind of stuff. Mike, I have one other quick, neat little announcement to make here at the start of the show.
Okay.
I didn't tell you beforehand, but I am now legally allowed to identify myself on the air as an independent financial advisor. I can't say anything other than that.
What were you before?
But I can say that.
What were you before?
I was an independent financial advisor who wasn't allowed to say independent financial advisor on the air. Now I am. Compliance is letting me do that. Isn't that wonderful?
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a big day in the Julian household.
Maybe one day you'll be able to say what company you work for.
Absolutely. And maybe even make a financial comment now and then.
All right. There you go. Well, that's great. What a day. We're starting off good.
Award-winning lunch, and I can say what I do for a living outside the studio.
You got food coming up soon?
And even better, we have a great guest today.
We do, and this is someone that I've been wanting to get in the studio for quite some time. We met about, I don't know, 7-8 months ago at a golf tournament. We were doing a remote edit, a live broadcast at a golf tournament for charity that this company sponsors. The company is Rico, and the gentleman that we met is Glenn Mendernot, and Glenn is the Senior VP of Service Advantage, which is one of the areas of Rico. And Glenn, welcome to the show. Great to finally have you in the studio.
It's great to be here. I've been in this location many times and never in this particular studio. And you guys sound like you're having a lot of fun, way too much fun to me.
So. Oh, okay. We'll tone it down a little
bit,
Glenn.
We do this every day.
Tell us about... Oh, sorry.
You can crank it up a little bit more than that.
Somewhere between.
I've always said, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
I agree.
And part of the reason I think for our success, not only this show, but Business Radio X in general, is that we take business and we're sending out information. We're introducing people to people like Glenn, but we're doing it in a fun way and a personal... You know, they're getting to know not just Rico, but today they're getting to know Glenn.
Absolutely.
And sales and business is all about relationships.
Amen.
And it's who you know and it's who you like. So with that, tell us all about Rico. We know it's a copy of your company, but it's so much more. So just give us a broad overview of what Rico does.
Yeah, it's interesting. Whenever I talk about the company that I work for, when somebody asks me, hey, who do you work for? And I say Rico, they automatically go to, oh, you mean the copier company? And of course, you know, Rico is a leader in this. We've been a leader in this space for many, many decades. One of the world's largest manufacturers of office equipment. And we still lead, whether it's, you know, the office space, the commercial space, or the industrial space with printing. But Rico is so much more than that today. Many people don't realize that Rico has been around for 80 years. We operate in 190 plus different countries around the globe. And we have over 100,000 employees. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. And even though the company has been around for 80 years, you would think, well, it's an old company. It kind of stagnates. But Rico stays on the edge of innovation constantly. As a matter of fact, just this past month, Rico was named as one of the global top 50 companies that innovate. And that's based upon the patents that we bring to the table. So Rico is relevant. It's a player in our traditional space. And as we talk about Service Advantage, it's a player in some new spaces as well, which I'm anxious and excited to be able to share with your listeners.
Well, you talk about innovation. If it wasn't for that innovation, you wouldn't be sitting here today. Tell us about your background and how Service Advantage, how that got became part of this company.
Yeah. So let me just step back for a moment and kind of give you an idea of what Rico is about today. Again, we talked about the copier company. But when you really try to capitalize or maybe consolidate in one statement what Rico does, it helps to empower workplaces, okay? Digital workplaces. So what does that really mean? Well, companies are constantly changing. They're looking for ways to become more efficient. They're looking for ways to integrate technology. And that's what Rico does. It does it with its traditional products, but it also does it through many partnerships. And so as our company has evolved, something interesting happened a few years ago where Service Advantage was formed from. And it was looking at the business, looking at the way that our customers use our traditional products and recognizing that they're not using them the same way that they always did. I mean, with the invention and the adoption of iPad or smart technology, people simply were not printing like they once did, right? So you build an infrastructure to support printers and print technologies across our customers' bases. They're not using it as much. And then product is becoming much more effective in terms of the way that it's manufactured. Well, then you got to look at your workforce and say, how do we innovate and make them still relevant, meaningful in the midst of changes? That's where Service Advantage was born. And we started looking at, hey, are there other adjacent type technologies, electromechanical technologies that we can point our technical folks to and support those products like we do with our traditional products? And as we started to talk with customers, something very interesting happened. We recognized a value proposition that we didn't always fully recognize in our traditional business. They saw Rico, they saw the technical support, they saw the investment in the training that we gave our people, they saw a global footprint, and they said, wow, Rico is somebody that we want to do business with because they bring so much to the table. And so we started offering different types of products. Now, one interesting thing happened. We started with the technical folks, right? But as we started gaining partnerships and gaining contracts to support other electromechanical devices, those same customers turned to us and said, hey, are there other parts of Rico that we can leverage as well? And we started basically identifying opportunities, whether it was training services, because there's a global training footprint. There's financing, and people need to finance product. There's supply chain. So all of a sudden,
isn't there a call center as well?
There's help desks. There's call centers. I mean, I could go on and on. So all of a sudden, what we recognize is that what Rico built to support its traditional business, a business that was changing, was applicable to all kinds of other products and businesses. And that's where Service Advantage was born. And so today, Rico as a service, think about that as the offering.
So you started by saying Rico is so much more than a copier company. And then you mentioned adjacent technologies and electromechanical devices. I don't want you to, I'm trying not to tone it down too much. I'm trying not to get overly excited. But I'm wondering, the list of those devices, is it kind of about as expansive as anybody could think of, is what you guys can help with, the adjacent technologies to the copier, more than just the copier?
Sure. Let me give you a few examples.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that'll kind of, bring the point home. Some of it may be technologies or innovation that Rico brought to the table, and then some other customers as well. But here's a Rico technology. And so I'll take you back to the days of old, because I've been around for a long time. And do you remember when you're in a, you know, business meeting or a boardroom and they got the flip chart?
Yep.
And you got the little markers, yep, and somebody left the cap off and it dried out and you're like, hey, can somebody get me a marker? Think about that and evolving to a whiteboard, right? Where now you've got a whiteboard. Maybe you've spent a lot of money. You got a printer on one. Well, Ricoh's introduced interactive whiteboards. So think about a whiteboard as big as maybe this wall here, up to 80 inches. And it sits in a boardroom and people can write on it, but it's interactive so that somebody in a remote location that's connected through the internet can see what they're writing, can contribute.
As if they're in the room.
Exactly. And they can do video conferencing through this whiteboard. They can store the information. That's a whole different ballgame. That's a Ricoh in innovation that comes to the table. When you think about one of our partners, think about intelligent lockers. Intelligent lockers are really taking a strong presence in the retail space because retailers are trying to figure out, how do I compete with online retailers? How do I bring to my customers an easy way to get product that they want to, you know, order over the internet? So intelligent lockers are one way that they can bring product to the customer. Ricoh is recognized as one of the premier providers of support for intelligent lockers across the globe. We have several contracts because, you know, these folks are interested in retail. They're not interested in installing lockers or supporting lockers. They've turned to Ricoh to provide that support. Those are a couple of examples that are kind of far away from our traditional support model or the copier company or printer company, as it were.
We're talking with Glenn Mandernot with Ricoh here on Gwinnett Business Radio. When did the company start making the transition, because you're still, as you said, heavily involved in the copier business, but when did they start adding the service advantage? How long has that been around now? And how did they find you, or did you find them? How did that connection happen?
Yeah, it's a good question. This was an idea in 2013.
Okay.
And the idea came about, I was overseeing Ricoh's services organization across the United States. That was a team of roughly 15,000 employees across the U.S. And it was the traditional support. And so I was right there seeing the transition in our business.
Sort of on the front lines.
Oh, no, without question. And so it came about as looking at the changes in the business and figuring out how do we retain our employees, the employees that we've invested significantly in, and create new revenue streams or new businesses for Ricoh. That's really the origin of Service Advantage and how it came about. I've been with Ricoh for 34 years this year. And so I've kind of seen the whole gamut from the early 80s till now.
Give them your standard line, Stephen.
You must have started when you were 12.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, absolutely.
Got out of school early. Well done. People hear Ricoh and they hear the size and the global footprint, and that is all things that people want to take advantage of and benefit from for their own business. I think sometimes the small business owner might be listening and go, oh, Ricoh's too big. That Service Advantage, that's for those big, giant Fortune 100 companies. They can't help little old me. Is that true?
Yeah, that's a really important question. There's three customers that we can help, and it falls into these categories. It would be the small customer, okay, the medium-sized customer, and the large customer. Those are the only type of customers that we can help.
Those are the only kind of customers that exist.
Exactly. So let me try to dissect a little bit to help you kind of understand.
He's saying he can help everybody.
Yeah, I think so, much. But he did it in a very creative way.
Yeah, I'm trying to compete with you guys and your humor. So here's how it looks in a small maybe a startup, maybe an innovator, somebody that's bringing a product to market where that's where their investment has gone, that's where their knowledge has gone. Well, how are you going to stand up a product that needs support, whether that's on-site support, phone support, internet support, training for your customers? I could go on and on. Because all of the effort, usually in these small startups or small companies, has been in terms of bringing innovation to the marketplace. They can partner with Ricoh to be exactly that for them. And with all of our knowledge of how to create all of those different pieces, from help desk to training to technical support, we can apply those same approaches to them. mid-sized. Maybe this is an organization that has a footprint in the U.S., but maybe they want to go beyond the U.S. Have you ever thought about the regulations, the regulatory compliance that exists in all of the different countries in Latin America and how you would have to figure out all the different currencies? And the, I mean, it's a pretty gargantuan task. Well, companies that are mid-sized that want to expand can partner with Ricoh because remember, we're in 190 countries. We have that figured out. We can help them enter markets. We can help them place solutions with our customers. And then lastly, large customers, you know, they probably have a global footprint in many cases or certainly a national footprint, but maybe they want to focus on what makes them successful, what they've, you know, what their core skill set is, and then have somebody else do the stuff they don't want to do so they can focus on their core. And Ricoh can come in and augment parts of their service to be able to do that, different offerings. So those are the ways that we can help many different types of customers.
Steven, a few months ago, Glenn gave me a tour of their Ricoh facility in Tucker, not too far from here. And there were so many things that stood out in my mind. One of the things that was really cool that was part of the tour is people may go, well, you know, Glenn here, he's talking about a lot of technology and electronics and all that. And this is just a copier company. But they've got a display there of the inside of a copy machine. And the electronics and technology of just the machine is unbelievable. And what was the line? Something like, see, this is what we can do. I mean, you guys, people are just not giving you credit. They just say it's a copier company. But there were just so many things I took away from that tour that I think he's right. Any business out there, they can help.
Well, and Glenn, I'm going to ask you to focus in on a little bit more because you mentioned, we talked about devices.
Yes.
But you've talked about so much more than devices. Mm-hmm. I mean, dig a little deeper if you want and kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. You talked about financing. You talked about training. I mean, call centers. I mean, you've gone beyond devices.
Oh, absolutely.
And those are things that businesses need.
Yes.
To get to where they want to go.
Services.
Yeah.
There's a couple examples that really stand out to me. You got it.
Yeah. Well, my God,
it's not product advantage. It's service advantage.
You're right.
Yeah.
But there are a couple examples I think that will, you know, further drive the point home. Let me give you two specific customer examples. Have you guys heard of Underwriters Lab, UL?
I actually have, yes.
Yeah. You know, the sticker that basically exists on every electronic product that's sold in the United States. Large company. So UL, one of their offerings is to certify manufacturers on various processes. Additive manufacturing or 3D printing is, you know, that's big. It's an up and coming technology. And so they were offering to manufacturers that use 3D UL certification around additive manufacturing. Well, they had one facility in which to be able to deliver that training. It was in Louisville, Kentucky. It wasn't enough because this industry is exploding. So they turned to Ricoh to be able to help them augment the training. And so now Ricoh delivers UL certified additive manufacturer training to their customers. That's leveraging Ricoh's infrastructure to do something different. That's an important one. And we can do all kinds of different training up to curriculum development, delivery, video creation for training, many different aspects. So that's a cool one. Here's a new one. And if you read, you know, business news stories, which I'm sure you guys do, you've heard about Walmart introducing robotics into their business.
Yep.
Well, there's a company out of California, Bossa Nova, who basically is working with Walmart to introduce robots on the floor where customers are. And so these robots are cool. What they do is they roam the aisles and they are scanning the aisles and product that's in shelving to identify when, in fact, they need to restock. And so this information is captured from this robot that's going up and down. It sends it to a system it sends data, then helps the store employees to figure out where do we need to put product in. And it also rates it. So if, you know, the strawberry Pop-Tarts are out and that's one of their number one selling items, compared to the peanut butter on aisle 7, it's going to say, go do the Pop-Tarts first. So there's intelligence built into the data that it's collecting. So Bossa Nova needed somebody to actually chaperone these robots. Now, if they break, we can certainly repair them. But the contract was to chaperone these robots around because they're around customers. And they customers are going to have questions. You know, they're going to stay away from them as they're going down the aisle.
Because we've all seen Terminator, right?
Exactly. No, that's exactly. That's the perfect point. But our employees, the RICO employees, can now say, oh, this is what the robot's doing. Oh, here's how it functions in the store. These are the benefits to the consumer and to Walmart. And so that's a service that we offer to Bossa Nova.
That's awesome. And that is because you have the global footprint, you have the infrastructure, you have the training, you have the technical knowledge, even though it wasn't your product.
Correct.
You know, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So again, it's leveraging RICO's infrastructure to do many different things to help our customers with a business challenge. And Bossa Nova was manufacturing robots. They don't have the folks to put them place across the U.S.
Mike, you talked about the tour. Let me throw to you and say, you know, we've interviewed over 1,000 business owners on the show and in the studio, and they all bring unique things to the table. When we have heard businesses say, I can serve anyone, but there's not many businesses that can kind of back it up the way RICO can to go, got 100,000 employees, got a global footprint. They really can, whatever you need.
I was reminding Glenn before the show, when I took the tour, I was there for 3 hours. And there were still things that I had not seen. And I remember the robots.
Yeah.
There's a video and it's just amazing. So the question to you is, how do you find new business? Because you can't get everybody to come take that tour that I took.
Sure.
So
sure.
How are you finding the new business these days? How are you getting the word out other than coming on Business Radio X?
Yeah, well, that's our new way, right? We're being innovative and you're helping us to do that. So thank you. It's an interesting approach in the world that we're operating in Service Advantage. We've been finding our opportunities in two primary ways. Number one, we're working through different aspects of social media. So you can name the different social media that you're involved with as well. But to me, it's just surprising how much opportunity exists in working with executives, business owners, people that are having a challenge through social media and being able to share information back and forth. So that's one way. The other way is we have been very active in participating in trade shows around electromechanical type devices. And those are those innovators that I'm talking about that are bringing product to market or trying to expand product in various markets. We found a lot of opportunities in that way. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention we have a huge customer base at RICO. So we understand who those customers are and we can go in there and work with them. We're really about creating partnerships with our customers. And so we look at it a little bit differently, perhaps, than just a vendor relationship.
You know, Mike tried to, I think, become the voice of the Service Advantage with that little tagline. As you got done talking, he under his voice in the Service Advantage. I don't know. We might do a little bit better than that. You could definitely do voiceover work. I'm sitting here thinking Business Radio X, our mission is we try to amplify the voice of business. And that's by bringing business owners on. That's what you're doing too. You're amplifying businesses.
Yes.
By helping them any way you can, whether it's a device, mm-hmm. or whether it's a service.
Correct.
I mean, or whether it's both. I mean, it's business is amplified when you've got good devices and good service.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it really, in our partnerships that we are creating, it becomes a win-win situation. And that's, I mean, what more could you really ask for?
Not much.
Right. Hey,
Glenn mentioned the trade shows too. If I get my way and we work out some things that we're trying to work on right now, maybe we'll be broadcasting from some of these booths they have at these
absolutely.
Trade shows.
There you go.
And we'll get to see all of this firsthand.
Now, if we do that, Mike, are you going to be sitting at the trade booth talking about your 3-hour tour? Because
probably.
Because I, what you don't know is on the back of that 3-hour tour, they gave you great service, but they were going 3 hours. Come on,
yeah.
Get this guy out of here.
It was a 3-hour tour. I saw Gilligan and Ginger Ann and everybody there.
Ginger Ann?
Ginger.
Marianne. And Ginger.
The joke didn't come out right.
Yeah, as usual. Yeah. We still love you though, Mike.
Yes, okay. Let me ask you, as we get close to wrapping up the interview, and we're talking with Glenn Mandernot with RICO. It's really been an eye-opening interview, and we do appreciate your time. So where does Service Advantage go from here? How do you see yourselves evolving from what you're doing now?
I think there's a couple different areas that really stand out to me. First, you know, as I mentioned, this was an idea in 2013. And so as a real business, it was 2015 is when this really started to take hold. And so as it picks up momentum, I think that there's an opportunity to expand this globally across Rico into our customer base. And we're doing that. We're working with our opcos in Europe and Asia, just across the globe in order to do that. So it'll continue to pick up momentum as we grow this across the entire globe and with our customers. I think the next step, though, is really taking the partnerships that we have to the next level. Because as we create a partnership and we provide different levels of support, whether it is a robot manufacturer or an intelligent locker manufacturer or companies like UL, I see Service Advantage being kind of that intermediate connection point between our partners and our customers and their customers and Rico. And so you talk about win-win. I mean, we're just taking the idea of partnership to the next level. And I think that is where this thing starts to play out. It creates much tighter bonds between companies to do business in a very meaningful way and differentiate yourself from your competition.
Well, and if you'll give me the liberty, I'm not going to ask you a question. I kind of want to, the last thing I wanted to say is to congratulate you guys, because I was a history major in college, and the history of office devices, there was no more central device at one point in time than the copier. And there were other worthy adversaries of you guys, whose names I won't mention, that did not adjust and did not innovate and did not say, in order for us to stay top of mind and best in breed and what do we need to do? How do we take what we have and continue? And I think it probably goes to the fact that you guys, probably from Rico's beginning, it was, how do we help our partners?
Yes.
And to add on top of what Stephen just said, this came from the very top, where it was realized we need to do something.
Oh, absolutely. Service Advantage is embraced, as I said, globally at the highest levels of the organization. Our CEO, based out of Tokyo, has been to Tucker to do the tour twice. So it's nice. Embraced. It's, nice. You talk about top down, embracing things from the top down and what a difference it makes. But it's hard not to embrace the idea of Service Advantage. It just makes sense on so many different levels.
A quick clarification point. The location in Tucker where you are, that is the, would that be considered kind of the HQ of Service Advantage or one of the main hubs?
Yeah, not so much. Okay. I would tell you that Tucker is a central point for many of our help desk functions.
Got it.
It's the headquarters for our training across the United States, which in the U.S. alone, there's 17 training centers across the U.S.
Wow.
There are many different functions that occur in Tucker. So it makes it a really good point to bring our customers there, and they can see really the breadth and depth of what we do from a back office perspective.
Well, and specifically about Service Advantage, I guess if that really is as important as you guys have made it, then it's not going to be located in just one place.
Correct.
Right? It's going to be, and that's where the footprint and you guys are serving all over at all your locations.
Yeah. I mean, Service Advantage is really the employees of the organization.
Yeah.
Rico as a service. But what makes, I mean, the magic is the people. Mm-hmm. That's what it's always been. That's why Rico has been an innovator for so long. That's why we try to reinvent ourselves. Things are going to change. And so you've got to stay ahead of the change. And Rico, I think, does a really good job at that.
He mentions the people. I actually have family that work at Rico and have worked there for several years.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. So you see, when we met Glenn several months ago and we did like a 3-minute interview, it's like, okay, we need to have him back. You can't talk about this in 3 minutes. Yeah. Hopefully we've done it some justice today, really getting out the word of what Service Advantage is. But I know there's just so much more. For those that are listening that would like to find out more and go, wow, you've really perked my ears up right now, how can they get more information about Rico and Service Advantage?
Sure, absolutely. I would direct anybody that has an interest in speaking with us to our webpage, which is rico-usa.com. As you go into that webpage, Service Advantage will be pretty readily available. And then you can click on that and it'll give you an opportunity to fill out some information. And I'm happy to give you my office number in Tucker, which is 770-621-1212. And hey, if you want to go for a tour, come on by. I will absolutely be happy to do so.
Anybody out there that might be spelling advantage, it's R-I-C-O-H. That is Rico.
And remember, they only want small,
spelling challenged, medium, I should say, not spelling it.
Or large businesses
that's
to contact
it.
Them.
Yes,
right,
if
that's
you're not
it.
Small, medium, or large,
don't contact
don't waste Glenn's time.
Yeah.
Glenn, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a long time in the waiting, but well worth it. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your time.
Glenn Mandernot with Rico joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. We got some business to take care of as well here in the studio, Stephen.
Yeah, Mike, it's always a pleasure to do the show every week from inside the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And I want to remind everybody that love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
And finally, before we go, because we have this opportunity to kind of give back to the community, we want folks to know about this great nonprofit event coming up that's going to raise money for leukemia research, Yacht Rock Review. They're a band that is very popular in the Atlanta area. You can come see them play at 7 o'clock on March 3rd at Sugarloaf Country Club in Duluth. It's the second annual Pigs and Pearls Party. The event is put on by the West Leukemia Research Foundation to raise funds for leukemia research. They'll have a delicious barbecue dinner, premium open bar. You can dance the night away with Yacht Rock Review, all for a great cause. Get your early bird tickets right now at westfoundation.org. All right, again, a big thank you to our guest, Glenn with Rico. You can listen to this show anytime you want, 24/7. By going to businessradiox.com. We're also all over social media, not just Rico, but we're all over social media as well. And you can also download this show on iTunes.
And if you want to take a 3-hour tour of our studio, you can do that too.
Ours will take maybe about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
exactly. For Trey, for Steven, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!